You're welcome back to the News at One. Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Steve Bannon, has been released from prison a week ahead of the US presidential election. Bannon was convicted of two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before a committee investigating the January the 6th riots. Meanwhile, the two candidates are continuing their tour of swing states, those handful of states like Pennsylvania, Georgia and Michigan that are likely to decide America's next president. Harriet Alexander of The Times joins us from the US. Harriet, can we start with a few words about Steve Bannon? Had it been expected that he would be released from prison around now?
Yes, it had actually. He was sentenced to 4 months in prison back in 2022. And that is exactly what he has served. He kept on appealing it. He kept on arguing that he was a political prisoner and that he was being persecuted. But eventually the judges lost patience with him and he entered prison on July the 1st. So he is being released as expected, but certainly he's a very powerful ally of Donald Trump's who comes out of prison at an interesting time.
Can we go back to Sunday's Trump rally in Madison Square Garden in New York and this row over racist remarks from one of the warm-up acts and some pretty off-colour remarks from some of the other warm-up acts? Are there signs that the Trump campaign is concerned about its impact?
Well, the Trump campaign immediately said that calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage was not the official line of the campaign itself. So that was one of the comedians, quote, who was there at Madison Square Garden. But I think the fact that the campaign so quickly issued that statement shows that they actually did realize that it was pretty damaging. And it's damaging because the race is so tight. So Puerto Ricans themselves do not vote in presidential elections. They're US citizens, but they don't vote in presidential elections. But where it does matter is that there are essentially so many of them, and there are a lot living in swing states. So, you know, there are more Puerto Ricans in the US than there are on the island of Puerto Rico, and they live in places like Pennsylvania, where there's 486,000 Puerto Ricans living, and in Georgia, 131,000. So when the margins are so tight between Trump and Harris, it's really not wise to go insulting that many people.
Heading into the final week, what are the issues dominating the campaign?
Well, the Trump campaign is certainly going to be still dealing with this Puerto Rico issue. Donald Trump himself is in Palm Beach, Florida this morning. He is doing a press conference within the next hour, and he's certainly going to be asked about this. So everyone will be watching to see what he says. Then he travels to Pennsylvania, to a town called Allentown, which has a large Latino population. So that's going to be an interesting one for him. Harris is in D.C., and she is making what her campaign are calling the closing argument. So Harris, like Trump, is trying to present herself as a candidate of change, of a break from the status quo. The issues are very similar for both of them, the economy and immigration. Harris is trying to say that she will have a steady hand and that the country cannot go back to the erratic behavior of Donald Trump. But Trump is saying immigration is a crisis. The economy is in the doldrums. He says that's not the case. And he says that he is the one to fix it.
Harriet Alexander of The Times, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.